Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, the men's room wants to know, who sucks less?
Yay, time for Who Sucks Less. Stephen Thrill-Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of the three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, X, and Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed, and there's definitely a theme to all three of the stories today. You know, we talk about a lot of different things on this program. One thing we rarely cover, prosthetics. So let's change that with Who Sucks Less. Let us begin in the United Kingdom, where video from the UK captures the moment a one-armed man hopping on one leg and swinging his prosthetic leg at his opponent. Then the opponent snatches the leg and uses it to club his disabled foe. You follow me? So there's a guy hopping around on one leg, but is holding his own prosthetic leg. But he is swinging this thing around because he's having a confrontation from a fully able-bodied individual. He says, quote, "I ain't even got no effing leg on, you pee." That's what the man shouts after his leg dropped out of his sweatpants. He continues to speak, "I ain't got my leg on. Let me stand up on two legs." But he loses control over the leg because he's now tussling with his opponent, who snatches it from him and starts swinging like a baseball bat at the man who is now on one leg. At one point, a woman living in the complex, this happened at an apartment, she hears it. She yells down, "You beat disabled people up. The police are on the way." Meanwhile, the guy with one leg, who was trying to assault the other able-bodied guy with his prosthetic leg, says, "You hit me around the head with my false leg. You pee." He is believed to have lost a limb in a train accident. Either way, both of them were arrested at the end until cooler heads could prevail.
Jesus.
So we don't know what their confrontation was, but the guy's leg fell out of his sweatpants. His opponent then grabs it. They tussle, and then his opponent now takes his prosthetic leg and commences to beating him with it. We now go to New Orleans, Louisiana, where a woman, she used her ex-boyfriend's prosthetic leg to beat him up after a night of drinking and a breakup. This one's a little different. So Michelle Jackson, she was arrested and booked with aggravated battery. So the two began drinking, and then at some point, the victim told Jackson that he wanted to date someone else. The man later went to sleep, but he woke up early the next morning with a large cut on his head, and it was dripping with blood, and his hand was also injured. Well, she told a relative that she took the victim's prosthetic leg and beat him with it. She was admitted to stabbing him, although he did not have any stab wounds. Now, she left before the police arrived. They said that she called the relative and a friend because she thought she'd actually killed him. All right, so she beats him with his prosthetic, thinks he's dead. He wasn't dead. Anyway, he was just hammered. That's why he slept through it. But the U.S. Marshals eventually tracked her down at her house and booked her to the Jefferson Parish Correctional Center, being held without bond. So they get drunk. He says he wants to date someone else. She waits for him to pass out, pulls his leg off, beats him with it. And now we go to Michigan, where police there, they were called about a domestic disturbance. Now the victim, who wears a prosthetic leg, reported that he and his girlfriend had been drinking beer and began arguing about an incident that had occurred 4 years ago. Anyway, the argument escalated, and eventually the woman seized the man's spare leg and began to beat him with it, okay? So he still had his actual prosthetic leg on, but he has a backup. So she grabbed the backup. Now, the relatively good news was that the spare, as they say, was an older wooden model, not the modern titanium leg that the man was actually wearing. Also, since he was wearing his other leg, he was able to flee to the front yard, although he was still flight impaired. And so the woman was able to pursue him and continue to beat him with his own wooden leg. Now, she fled with the leg after a witness called police. The woman was later arrested and charged with larceny for stealing his leg and assault with a dangerous weapon for using said leg to beat him. And at the time that this went to press, the leg had not been recovered.
Wow.
So those are your three stories. You go to the UK where a guy gets into a fight with another dude. His prosthetic leg falls off essentially during the tussle. They fight over the leg. The guy that he was confronting then takes his leg and starts beating him with it. We have the situation in New Orleans where a guy said he wanted to date someone else. So his girlfriend waited for him to pass out, took his prosthetic leg and beat him while he was asleep. And then finally in Michigan, where the guy had both of his legs on, but he happened to have a spare wooden one. She grabbed the spare wooden one and beat him with that, both inside and outside of the house.
Wow. None of them died.
None of them died. You know, the worst injury was probably the middle guy, the guy that woke up bleeding from his head. But still, they said it's more or less superficial wounds. He was cut, but not really injured. And with the first guy, the problem is, we don't know who started or what the fight was about. It's just two dudes.
In an apartment complex.
In an apartment complex.
So they're probably sober.
Probably.
Or maybe.
The potential's there. I mean, look, guys are going to fight, but we don't know who instigated what. So that one, a little more up in the air for me.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, right. The UK one, I'm glad you said that. That was going to be my question. Like, well, did prosthetic legs guy start it?
I don't know. And I searched around for it.
If they're two dudes are standing up, you don't know maybe that he has a prosthetic leg.
Sure, he's wearing sweatpants.
Or maybe you do. But either way, once it falls off, then you go, oh, hey, wait a minute, hold on.
No, they fought over it.
Then he took it and he beat him with it.
Yeah.
So in this case, you got two guys. So the one separator in all these stories is it was girlfriends, wives, whatever, beating up their boyfriends.
Correct.
Now, I'm not saying that that's okay. But in this instance, you have two grown men going at it.
Right.
It's not a domestic. They're just getting into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the one guy knows the guy doesn't have his leg because he's beating him with it.
And, well, he even says, let me put my leg back on. Basically, give me two legs to fight. And the other guy's like, nah.
So
I don't blame that guy. The guy hitting him. Like, if we start a fight and then your leg falls off, like, sorry, maybe you shouldn't be involved in a fight.
Don't pick a fight then. Right.
Okay. But I still don't think it's fair. I think you say, like, look.
I mean, it's not.
But, if you're going to, and again, I don't know who instigated this fight. So that's part of the issue, right? If the other guy instigated the fight, I'd say he sucks the most. If one-legged dude instigated the fight and your leg falls off, like Ted said, like, then maybe don't pick fights, man. If you're going to get to the point that you're physically going to confront someone, it's like, it's not about whether or not it's fair. Look, man, I've been in fights with a guy beat my ass. So in theory, it was not fair because he could beat my ass, but that's what happens in a fight. You know, you find out.
Yeah, I mean.
But again, for me, it really depends who instigated. But based on the mouth of the one-legged guy, at least the little quotes that we have from the guy with one leg, he reminds me of Bagel Guy.
Like, he's kind of,
okay. You know, so he is that guy.
I don't
know. So he might deserve to get his ass beat.
It's just the quotes, but again, there's no context, so it's hard to know. Because anyone that's been in a fight, if they take a quote that you said during that fight out of context, no matter what, you sound like the bad guy, right?
And the one woman thought that she actually killed her boyfriend.
She did. That's why she called a relative. And he ended up being fine. I mean, he got his head cut, but he's like, dude, I was passed the hell out. That's why I didn't wake up.
Well, that's
something
too. He broke up with her, and then she beat him.
And stabbed him, according to her. He can't find the stab wound, but I don't know why you'd add that on if he didn't.
I mean, I think that one's probably the worst.
I would agree.
Right? Because, like, at the end of the day, like, breaking up is never fun. People get emotional, but you can't.
He's like, passed out.
Right, that doesn't give her an excuse to just beat him up and stab him.
No. And again, he's not even awake to defend himself. You know, dude's face down in a bed.
Right, and the woman in Michigan, again, not saying it's okay, but I'm like, all right, they're both drinking, they're hammered.
Oh, they were hammered, oh yeah.
She kind of brought up the argument, leads it, you know, they're both physical.
Then stole the leg.
She stole the leg, used it
but as it was a spare.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It was his spare.
I think that situation sucks the least.
Why? Because it was a spare leg?
Well, because they were both drunk.
Yes.
She used a spare.
And it was the wooden one, not
she
the
ran
titanium
away.
One.
Wasn't
no,
like
he ran away.
Oh, he ran away.
Yeah, he ran outside to call the cops. Because they point out, right. Because he had his titanium leg on, he was able to run outside and call the cops, but he still can't outrun her, right? So she comes flying out of the house. You know, he's trying to get away, and that wasn't happening. She's taking that wooden leg.
I still think that scenario sucks the least.
See, I think the guy in the UK sucks the least.
UK guy. Which guy was that?
The two people fighting in the apartment. Yeah.
Right, that seems like they were straight up getting into a fight, and the one guy, his leg fell off, and then he was like, oh, you're gonna let me get my leg? Like, no, like, it's a street fight. Nah. Like, if you trip throwing a punch, I'm not gonna wait for you to stand up.
That's true, right?
If it's a sanctioned
fight, yes, there are rules. If it's a street fight, like, hey, man.
Right, know. And, like, I know we've disagreed for a while about this, but, like, I'm in the theory of you're in a street fight. Like, it's a street fight.
Yeah.
Pretty much almost anything goes. So, like, his leg falls off. I kind of like
him. Game on.
I kind of like this chap.
Now you got
like,
an advantage.
Like, that's my leg now, and you're in trouble. You know what I mean? Maybe you shouldn't be talking all that ass with one leg, you dumbass.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Last. If you like KISW on Facebook or follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. we're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.